Kia ora. I'm in Oamaru right now, and it's really sunny. And I'm in this public garden. I've been wandering around all day, getting lost purposely, actually. And there's all these crazy, amazing galleries and studios, and everything's open. And right now, I'm looking at a bee picking at a flower. So I came from my woofing place yesterday, and I was planning to stay for a couple more days, but it ended up that it worked out better for me to leave. At the woofing place, I learned about making bread and yogurt and cheese, and I learned about cows and a little bit about sheep, and she had the cutest dog named Rufus, and I think I'll miss him the most. I learned about some interesting New Zealand dynamics. Like, first of all, she had this neighbor who ended up getting these dead chickens from the chicken, like a chicken factory. Okay, so these chickens were in a factory treated by antibiotics and made to produce like 3 eggs a day or something. Then they would mass kill them all and give them away to farmers who would lay them out all over their property. And of course, all the antibiotics and all the nastiness would leach into all the waters. And so Catherine, the person who was hosting me, she was beside herself because she has an organic property and she thought this would jeopardize her label. So really, the outside world looks on New Zealand as this green country and everyone's being so sustainable. And when you get here, you realize that the milk is reconstituted and there's all these, there's so many products that grow here, and yet the cost is incredible because you have to pay, you have to compete with export prices. And so I learned a lot about all the internal New Zealand dynamics. And this woofing place was super isolated, so I was down this like 5-kilometer road for a few days pretty much. And I was by myself. This other girl came and she was going to woof with me, and she had just gotten sick, and she decided to leave and just sleep it out somewhere. So then it was just me and the one woman. So I was doing a lot of things by myself, and I felt like I think in the last few days I really got to a lonely point and then got over it. Like, I spent one day just in the rain all day by myself the whole entire day. And so I guess that happens anywhere. Yeah. Okay, so then I hitchhiked yesterday from Palmerston, which is this hokey-doke town, just pretty much a redneck place. And then I got a ride from these dudes from Auckland. And I had wanted to stop at these Meraki boulders, which were supposed to be incredible. They didn't know about it. They kept telling me how great it was that they picked me up because we all went down to these boulders that were incredible. These huge things that looked like meteorites, and or like maybe a diagram of the Earth or something. On this beach, and it happened to be a gorgeous day out, so then I got to Oamaru and went to another hostel, and I ended up meeting some really cool people, and we just went out for a bit. I'm almost out of food right now, so I'm gonna go get some, but everything, it looks so unappealing when you buy it from the supermarket here, and it's incredibly expensive. Like, I think a half gallon of milk would be around $7 or something for like non-organic, really bad quality reconstituted milk. And I'm trying to go to this place called Akara today. It's on the Banks Peninsula right outside of Christchurch. And so And that's supposed to be one of the that's supposed to be a highlight of a lot of people's trips to New Zealand. So, all in all, I guess I'm glad it didn't work out in total with the woofing place, because now I'm here and I'm loving these little shops. It's incredible. There are these crazy old buildings, and last night we went right before dusk and saw all these little blue penguins. Okay, so these little blue penguins waddle up on shore and scratch their little wings, and it's adorable. And so I tried to set up my camera with a really low shutter speed, and I got a pretty blurry picture of a little cute penguin. Yeah, so actually, hitchhiking has gotten quite a bit easier. Now I'm waiting, 20 minutes for rides. I think it's partially the location, partially my new skills at hitchhiking. Like, I'll look them in the eye, stick my thumb out with one hand, and with the other hand wave at them. And then I'll kind of have this, pleading look. And actually, yesterday, the people ended up seeing me. I guess they somehow, weren't sure and made a quick decision. And then turned around, went in a loop, and came back and picked me up. So then I got in their car and was like, have I seen you before? So that was quite nice of them. Next week, I'm going to this music festival called WOMAD with some people who live in Wellington, and then we're driving up to New Plymouth on the North Island. So I'm flying out of Christchurch, which is on the South Island. Two more nights on the South Island. I will be sure to update you in a few days.